just talk to my baby on the telephone. She said, stop what you're doing, baby, come on home. I can't hold out. I can't hold out.
I'm Emily, and I'm the lone holdout, and I thought it was time to wrap up my Craigslist experiences. You'll notice that it's a little bit early. And I figured who better to join me in a conversation about the loneliness, the bitterness, the pain of being single than a very happily married pair of high school sweethearts. It's Frankie and Nina. Hi, guys.
Love hurts. Love scars.
Oh, God.
Love wounds. Am I any hard? Not tough. Oh, I'm fucking up the song. You take a lot of pain. Love hurts. I fucked that up a little bit, but hi. And this is Nina's first appearance on this particular podcast. Hi, Nina.
Hi.
That's true. And that's also the first female guest we've had. So you're very special.
Wow. This has been a real sausage fest podcast.
It's been a real cookout.
It is. It's a gentleman's club. I apparently like to surround myself with gentlemen because that's kind of the topic of today. What came up on Craigslist and how my hypotheses shook out.
All right, quick recap for anybody who's dropping in. Look, I'm just going to call a spade with you. There's a good possibility that people will listen to the Frankie episodes and no others. So we'll just recap and say...
It's true, except for guys that have been interested in my podcast after hearing what I've been doing. So I think we might have a few new listeners.
Hi, Fernando. Is he likely to listen to this at this point?
Yes. Yes. Oh, right. He's very supportive.
Oh, good. What a guy, man. Suddenly fucking...
What a guy, man.
Fernando looks so sunny next to Tycho the Toast Man and an army of podcast guests. All right, so what Emily did was she wanted to do kind of a fun, what if I were to, now that I'm newly single, what if I'm to put myself up on Craigslist in various states of...
To the highest bidder.
Yeah, like I'll do one post that's real shallow. Basically, the only information contained within is I'm a woman. Right.
I did put my age.
You never read the ads on any of the podcasts, and I do think that it would be helpful to read those if you can pull them up real quick.
Sure. Well, I have them, but I was going to do that on the wrap up episode.
Yeah, I'm fucking it up ready to go. Okay. And then you also posted one that was like a lot more in depth. I thought very well written, like very eloquent, like definitely.
Oh, thank you.
Definitely an attractive post. Like, it's the kind of thing where you're like, she's definitely disgusting and fat after this. But by that I mean, there's no way that like she's attractive in addition to.
Well, that one I did add pictures as well. So yeah. That was my honest ad. I put pictures.
So the whole ad was just like there's a basically a spam bot on Craigslist that's just here to watch you cry. She likes to watch men cry. That's what it read that way to me. She's looking at me like, what are you talking about?
Do you read a lot of Craigslist ads? Do you peruse them?
My point is this.
Do you consider yourself an expert?
No answer, huh?
When I think of Craigslist, I think of a bunch of men. I think of a bunch of men standing in a room, walking up to other men, going, "Are you a chick? Are you a chick?" I imagine there just being no chicks for miles, and the only women that might be on there are in a bad way.
It is an interesting choice, Craigslist versus, say, a dating site. You are.
She's been getting this.
Perhaps looking for a certain.
Yeah, absolutely. I did get a lot of people saying, hey, why don't you just try OkCupid? People I know in my personal life, people I was trying to hook up with.
That's a good point.
Just emails that say, hey, why don't you try OkCupid? So we could talk about OkCupid at the end of the podcast, because after having a good cry last night, which I'm sure we'll get to as well, I did get on OkCupid.
I mean, I think as an experiment, I wouldn't necessarily recommend OkCupid. I think Craigslist is the far more interesting topic. That's where you're going to get the gold.
Exactly. Because I'd be getting results that are fast, results that are interesting. One guy even said, I don't want to be mentioned on a podcast. I said, how do you know I have a podcast? He's like, oh, well, I took your images and did a reverse image search through Google and found your Facebook, and here's your last status, and here's the names of your children, and you might want to tighten up your security stuff. I'm like, that's nice, and I will.
I also don't want to talk to you anymore.
Well, I said, you just made yourself interesting enough to talk about on the podcast. And he goes, yeah, but do you want to talk to me or did I just blow it? And I never replied.
Or do you want to talk to Mr. Winky? And he pulls out his asshole. And you're like, oh, turn it off.
I have a question to ask you. So I'll go ahead and read the first week's ad. And this is where I didn't say anything about myself. I did put my age, but there were no pictures. I didn't put my location. I am located in kind of a rural area about an hour out of Austin. So that would limit the responses I was getting as well. So age 29. The title says, new to area, want something cool to do.
Can you read it like Casey Kasem? New to area.
No, probably.
New to area, looking for something interesting to do.
That's very
which is funny because he was just
they just found
lost.
His ass. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yes. He's been wandering. He's been wandering the planet. I'm Casey Kasem, wondering where the fuck I am.
So it says, I just moved back to the Austin area. I used to live here as a kid, and I've never gotten to see any of the great stuff the Metroplex has to offer. Hoping to find a cool local, someone who, like me, still feels young and hip, even as you collide into your 30s, who could be a friend, maybe more, and let me in on all the best secret spots. Saucy, you know, secret spots.
I'm thinking the prostate when you say that.
Show me your prostate. So when you reply, show me your prostate. Tell me something about yourself, maybe what your favorite podcast is, whether you like to wear a beer, the last time you went to a beer brewery. We can play pick for pick if you want, or just text
for a
while.
Why are you such a faggot with the beer brewery stuff?
Why am I such a faggot?
Yeah. You're one of these beer brewery fags.
Not exactly.
Do you have a particular... Do you actually have a kind of a thing for beer breweries, or were you like, that sounds like a fun thing to do in a date?
No. It was just a thing to say.
Wow. So that'd be like me being like, and let's go cake shopping.
Well, I had something I could reply with, right?
That's true.
I had been to a beer brewery a couple of weeks before that.
Oh, I see.
So brand new. I got a little more than 30 replies. That was kind of surprising. I was casting a pretty wide net. My guess is that there was not more because there were no pictures. I have heard the theory that even on the second week where I'd posted the more honest ad, I was getting all the replies I was because of the pictures. Guys weren't reading the content. It was pretty long. And were just replying because they saw that I had a picture and wasn't a gross fatty.
I can see it.
You can see that I'm not a gross fatty? Thank you. You're so sweet. Why can't there be more guys like you on Craigslist?
I can see using a picture to prioritize and narrow down your selection.
Yeah,
make sure you're a woman based on Frankie's previous assumptions.
Right, because you can't just grab a few pictures off your sister's Facebook.
Because I grew up in the AOL.
You can't catfish this thing, apparently.
Ooh, catfish. You ever see that movie?
I haven't. Do you recommend it?
Oh, fuck yes. It was my favorite movie of that year.
It's now a show. They've spun off.
It's one of the scariest movies I've ever seen, and it's not a horror movie, but it's very scary. See, I grew up in the AOL Instant Messenger days when cybersexing was kind of a thing when I was like 12, 13. I didn't know that a woman came, so when she was like, I'm coming, I was like, no, you're a man, and turned it off.
Wow.
But I remember that after a while, it was really just guys pretending to be girls so that they could get on with their lives and have a successful cyber sex.
I have heard that there's a lot of fakers on Craigslist, but when you talk about fakers, like Dan Savage has mentioned this, and actually he's been talking about online dating quite a bit in the most recent podcast.
Right.
But he'll say that there are people out there who will strike up a conversation just to get some pictures and, have some jerk-off material.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I can totally see
and
it.
And
there seems like easier, there was one guy like quicker that. Ways to get pictures. It doesn't seem like you have to have a conversation to get pictures on the internet.
In a world of
that's true.
A free internet porn, like what? I guess there's an appeal to being like, this is somebody that I could like
I did talk to. Like now you have kind of like this fantasy like voice conversation picture thing.
Maybe
going.
A webcam girl could do just as well at that point because you can interact with her.
That's true, but don't you have to pay for that? Well, I mean, there's chat roulette.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess I can always try chat roulette next week.
Yeah, chat roulette's a good time. If there's actually any decent women on chat roulette looking for love, I would love to see it.
Maybe I'll try it next week.
All right.
So there was one guy who, because after I had exchanged a couple of emails, I finally fessed up to the kids, to a couple of guys, just to see what their reaction was going to be. Obviously, I spoke to Ryan on the podcast a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
He was okay with it. He had had girlfriends who had had children. There was one guy who was a little too okay with it because he just wanted naked pictures. So
wait a minute, what's that got to do? Oh, I see. He's like, I don't care how many kids you got, just show me them titties.
Show me the tits.
Yeah,
yeah. There was one guy who was 42 who replied to the ad. Gray hair, but I was surprised. Kind of hot. Mm. Silver fox. Mm. I was okay with it.
Well, why should gray hair be a disqualifier in this world?
He is quite a bit older than me. 42 is a little higher than what I'm willing to go. I think 37 might be my limit. I don't think 37. Try not to date any more guys on the way out to the parking lot. Yes. So this guy, I decided to fess up to the children to him.
Yeah.
And this guy judged me for being a mom trying to date.
What?
He told me that I needed to take the pleasure in life from my children. Apparently not with, being with an adult, having conversation, maybe getting laid. Because I've already made my choices.
What's he doing on Craigslist?
Not dating single moms, apparently.
I love that. He's like walking around with a cross, just telling everybody how to live.
Is he from Texas? Because then I'm not surprised.
Probably. Most of these guys are.
Nina's decided to just go ahead and stereotype Texas.
I'm just saying.
So
I'm from Massachusetts. I'm going to judge all of you.
Yeah.
Perfect. I got a lot of guys that are obviously just responding to every single ad. There was a guy named Ken, and he submitted a novel about how much he likes to jog and how much he loves life. It was just pages on pages.
Do you think it was? Did you get the sense that it was boilerplate?
Yes, because he also responded to my next ad the previous week.
You get any trannies?
Did I get any trannies? I don't think so. But I got some dick pics, y'all. I got one email with dick pics, and that was the first week. And I'm actually surprised it was just one email with dick pics. And this guy had a photo spread. He had probably for a cumulative 27 stay hard inches.
He had a museum of dick pics.
He thought this vague chick would really love some dick pics. She said nothing about herself.
Well,
I assume it's all about me. Dick pics.
I bet she wants to have a threesome with me and my girlfriend.
You roll the dick dice.
I rolled the dick dice, and I got 9 stay hard inches. So, and then there's a bunch that. And I got a bunch that were obvious trolling. I got one that just said, "Suck my dick." And I talked about that on Ryan's episode.
Suck my dick.
There's a guy who calls himself Dirty Water. And he just said, "Can I give you full body massage?" And then probably my favorite.
Wait a minute. You're going to turn down a free full body massage? He wants to.
He didn't say it was free. It just said full body massage.
You want full body massage?
You want full massage? I give you full massage.
I give you half massage if you want two massage. All right, sorry.
And my favorite that just said, "I shit my pants at work today." So one of the guys, legitimately cute guy, I never fessed up to the kids because the conversation died after I found out he had never heard of podcasts and had also never heard of Twitter.
Right.
So that was strange. His name was Tom, and he had the last name is a slang term for not Bombadil, a slang term for a bodily function. So that was pretty hilarious. I don't think I could ever marry him.
Don't not.
It was Shart, actually.
Really? Tom Shart.
Yes.
What do you think I do?
So I didn't think I could marry him. Do you, Emily, take Tom Shart?
Well, you would be Emily Shart. And let me tell you, maybe your kids don't want to be internet famous or anything, but I'll just say your kids like a good poop joke. So if they if they were to find themselves with the last name Shart, I know it would be appropriate for them.
Well, once I tell them what Shart means, I think they'll be super into it. I think they would just say Shark for a while.
Shark.
Are we assuming that her children will be this age indefinitely and that they won't one day grow up and wish their name was Shart?
I get the sense from the middle one that she's not the poop humor isn't going anywhere.
So that was week one. Now I met Ryan and he and I saw each other a few times. That became a Craigslist horror story.
Right.
That, I mean, I don't mean to blow up his spot, but dude got awfully clingy. And that resulted in some drama at the end of the second week. So the second week,
And you're cool with talking about that?
He doesn't listen. He's got me blocked on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you, Ryan, you fucking Jew. I'm not sure of these Jews.
No. Well, hopefully he doesn't listen. But
I was getting shit for bashing Texas, and you're
Orion's only one man. I guess there's no Jews. Stereotype there.
Okay, but the fucking Jews, apparently.
I just thought it'd be fun to be slurry in some way.
Well, I will be bringing up Bartleby, and he actually is Jewish, so.
Oh, he's fine.
He has a picture on his Facebook that is captioned "Mano Manashevitz." So, anyway, right.
I don't even know what
so
that means.
So the second week, I decided to be more honest. I decided to say the most off-putting thing about me right in the subject line, and then say exactly who I was, use pictures, use my location, age, weight, everything. My hypothesis on this was that I was not going to get a lot of replies because I wasn't casting quite as wide of a net. The guys would see something that would turn them off, and I wouldn't get any replies.
Right.
So now we know that some of the replies I got were just because I posted pictures. But some of the other ones seemed to be appreciative of what I had to say. So here's what that ad said.
Hell yeah.
The title was, well, I changed it a few times. I'll tell you about that. But the title was originally Atheist Mom of Three Seeks, or Atheist Parent of Three Seeks Same. So I said, the title says it, I'm a divorced mom with three girls, and I'm an atheist. And those are the things that are the most off-putting to guys, so I might as well make it the first thing I say. I don't need a sugar daddy. I'm not doing amazingly financially, but I do okay. I don't need a dad for my kids. They have one of those. I'm pretty strict about who they meet and under what circumstances, so their existence may not even affect you. I'm not an outdoorsman. My job sets me in front of a computer for 10 hours with earbuds in, and it's dream come true. So if you're an avid camper, jogger, climber, hiker, swimmer, and you won't be satisfied unless your life mate loves those things as well, you're going to be disappointed with me.
I'm not very athletic.
Wait a minute. The guy who wrote the novel about his love of life and loving to jog responded to this one?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
If you want your life mate to love those things as well, you're going to be disappointed with me. I'll go along for an activity, and I do leave the house, but I'll never initiate the idea that we go biking. My interests seem to be, quote, nerd adjacent. I love and support and seem to be drawn to lots of people who have very nerdy interests, but I don't necessarily share a love for those things. So I can keep up my end of a conversation about TNG. I'd go to Comic-Con with you, and I'd even wear a cute Sylvester McCoy crossplay outfit. But if you're hoping for a nerd wank fantasy come to life, you might be disappointed.
What would be a good example of a nerd wank fantasy? I don't even know what that means. If you're going to say Felicia Day.
Felicia Day is, that's true. And I think you and I talked about this, something that had shown up on like a feminist Tumblr, yeah. About that guy who picked out a girl from Hot Topic and just fell in love with her and looked her up on Facebook.
But what was
something you were...
Yeah, no, I know. None of it was on wax. But what qualities would this person have, would you say?
Well, obviously an interest in these nerdy things. So, an actual interest in Doctor Who, right, or Star Trek, right. Star Wars.
But there's an implication when you say like, I'm not going to be a nerd wank, that, the implication is that like that woman doesn't actually exist at all. That's a myth.
I think she exists, but I think she's very rare. Fernando and I were talking about his experiences on OkCupid, and he had gotten a quick match with a lady who seemed to be expressing nerdy interests, and that is what really set him off. All of the things she listed were things he was into, and when he describes it, he says, a nerdy girl, and that's pretty rare. Yeah, it's rare, and it's also a very attractive quality to a lot of guys.
Right.
And so I think someone like that is going to be very heavily sought.
But this is when I get confused when girls are like, we're not allowed to be nerds. And it's like, apparently it's a super attractive quality. That everyone
well,
wants.
But I think, you know, if Emily hadn't posted pictures, some people might think this is a fat chick sitting in her room reading Twilight or...
But that's not what Emily's protecting against.
Okay.
Emily's protecting...
I'm trying not to disappoint a guy who would think that I'd be into computer programming, video games,
yeah,
Doctor Who. None of these things are true.
Right.
Now, unfortunately, I don't think everybody read that paragraph.
Uh-huh.
And I got a lot of responses that were just like, hey, nerdy girl, I like your glasses. Let's talk about Doctor Who.
Oh, really?
No, clearly you didn't read the ad. So I'm not a nerd wank fantasy.
Gotcha.
All right. It continues. So as my, quote, not an outdoorsman description may imply, I'm not in terrific shape. I work out sometimes. I've had kids. I'm composed of shapes. I'm not going to instruct you to be attracted to me. The pictures were all taken within the last 2 months, and they're pretty representative of what I look like on an average day. And then the last paragraph says, if you're cool with what I'm putting down, you're already doing great. I don't have a list of things that you need to be. I like lots of different kinds of physical appearances. A single dad would be a great find. Another atheist would be terrific as well. You pretty much have to have listened to a podcast before. But most importantly is finding someone that I can talk to, and only I can be the judge of that. So be cool and don't be boring.
I thought that was really
good. And
that
is post. The entire
app. Even though I was picking you apart a little bit about the nerd wank thing, I thought that the nerd adjacent like descriptor was really good. I've mm-hmm. never heard that before, but I think it's like actually really well described. I liked the thing about like, yeah, I'll do things with you that, but these are the things I won't initiate. So maybe that can help you understand the kinds of person, the kind of activities I like to do. I liked the honesty about like only I can determine what I like, you know, because you're kind of saying that this is subjective. You're admitting that it's a subjective process. I thought it was really nice.
It was long, but it said everything, which was the goal. More than 100 replies.
I was going to say, I would have predicted this. I would have thought that you would get less responses on the vague one. Now, maybe it is all picture-based. I didn't even think about that. But this does sound like you're kind of building a female that a guy can kind of start thinking about and Did start you? Being interested in.
Right.
Did you review all 100?
Yes. Now, there is a reason that I got so many, because people do tend to respond to ads that are newer. And my ad kept getting flagged. Someone hated me. And I didn't know this was a real thing. Now, Ryan kind of walked me through this process because we talked about it on the podcast I did with him, where if one person gets a bug up their ass about your ads, they will patrol the page and flag it every time it comes up.
Right.
Now, there was a guy who asked, because I was atheist, he said, yeah, I bet you're a wild kinky atheist too. And I didn't reply. I didn't feel like that was actually something that needed a reply. But after about the third time I posted my ad, I got another email from him that said, how many times are you going to post? So I went into an inappropriately long description of whether or not I was kinky, and then said, is that enough for you to stop flagging my ads? He said it wasn't him. I don't really know. After about the fifth time the ad got flagged and taken down, I didn't have much fight left in me. So this ad was only up for about 3 days.
All right. So I don't think
103 days. So you got 100 responses in 3 days.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. I don't.
Yeah. And,
unique responses, 100 unique responses
from different people. Yes.
You know, you need unique New York.
acting exercises. Is where
what I want to ask you, I don't think it was that guy. I think that you were jumping to a conclusion.
I don't think so either, but
I mean, that might as well have been, that might as well have been the guy who's like, I pooped my pants at work.
Well, I did get, this response, and I posted a Facebook status about this because it was kind of charming and also kind of awful. It just said, man, if you like anal cream pies and facials, you're a badass hot MILF catch.
But no link to spam or anything after that?
No.
He just wanted to say it. Cream pie.
He wanted me to say...
Grandma's cream pies.
Yeah, I'm into
cream...
He wanted me to tell him that, yeah, I was into those things. I guess. I didn't respond to it, but...
It's such a disgusting... It's such a disgusting term for what it is.
I liked being called a badass hot MILF catch.
The cream pie. The cream pie doesn't do it for me, though.
And, well, yeah.
It reminds me of those like, really cheap things in Stop and Shop, like the oatmeal cream pies. It does not remind me of Cum in an Orifice.
Are you talking about Little Debbie? Are you equating Little Debbie with Cum in an Orifice?
Okay. Yeah.
So I did get a lot of just generic responses, but some of them were also just guys saying, hey, thanks for being so honest. Hey, it's neat to see another atheist out here.
But they weren't like, let's date?
Some of them were not. Like one guy was in his 50s and he's just like, hey, I just wanted to say your ad seemed really nice. Some of them were. There was another 40-some-odd-year-old guy. He was 43. And I'll give the 40-year-old guy some credit because, you know what? He was pretty hot. I'll allow it. But when I asked for a single dad, yes, he's a single dad of a 23-year-old son. I don't think we're going to have a play date. And I asked him, I said, I hope you don't take offense at this because I'm not, like, calling you out for your behavior. But how does your son feel about you dating girls that are closer to his age than yours? And he said, no, he's used to it.
Wow.
We're more like brothers than father and son. So
I come from a fairly traditional family, and it would freak my shit. That's for sure.
Yeah. So I got a couple of legit responses. I was actually kind of surprised with myself and the kinds of guys that I could be attracted to. Now, I didn't say in the ad what kind of race I was looking for, but typically I am more attracted to a Caucasian man.
Sure.
If I'm going to be attracted to a guy who's black, Asian, Middle Eastern, it's usually pretty rare and kind of special.
And they have to be Caucasian leaning at that point, really.
Maybe, but so there was a very attractive Indian guy who I am actually still emailing with a little. So
yeah,
that's kind of nice.
Slumdog Millionaire.
But Slumdog Millionaire. So one guy really stood out. He's not. He's I mentioned Bartleby, who is Jewish.
Right.
And so he seemed really nice, single dad, pretty much what I was asking for, atheist. We talked for a while. I was kind of getting a little attached. It was nice. And I decided it was time to fess up about the one thing that I did not say in the ad. And that was that it's not 100% a stunt for a podcast per se, but it is for a podcast. And I told him about it. And,
You will be talking about your experience on a podcast.
Yes.
See, that's what you should have done.
I should have said it in the ad. Is that what you're saying?
I think that when you tell them about, like, I'm not even sure that you, if you stay away from specifics, I'm not even sure that you need to tell them anything if for a while, because I have a podcast and I talk about all manner of things. I use pseudonyms for people. I tell stories. I have gotten in trouble with it a time or two, but I don't really care. And I your life experience is fair game to talk about with whoever wants to.
Right.
Even though I guess technically the difference here is that without the podcast, maybe you wouldn't have embarked on your Craigslist dating mission.
Yeah. Are they concerned that it
exactly?
Would be less
sincere? And that's what I was trying to tell him, is that it was the impetus. It was the reason for doing it. Mm. But I am single. Everything I said in the ad is correct. I, you know, like anybody else, I would like to find sublime love forever, sure. You know. And if that comes from Craigslist, that's okay.
Love
So his response to me telling him that I had a podcast was, wow, do you genuinely not recall if you've revealed that to me? I call bullshit hardcore. Or maybe you're just really that shallow. Wow. And ruffled feathers, because I said it would ruffle some feathers. What kind of guy with any shred of self-respect wouldn't be absolutely pissed? You don't even ask permission. Online dating isn't a content farm for what I can only assume is your shitty blog. You're talking about real people with real hopes and real pain. Fuck you to the maximum.
There's so many people on here
and
that are hurting.
I mean, yeah, because they're embarrassed of having shit their pants at work. So, at the grocery store when I received this, and I just kind of stopped in my tracks, and I was just...
Did you dramatically drop two paper bags full of groceries with a melon?
No. I was thinking like a dozen eggs, just it's falling, you know, with classical music playing, with just explosion of
super
eggs.
Arty,
anyway, maybe, yeah. No. But, I mean, it got the kind of pit in my stomach where it's kind of shame for what I'm doing. Like, I was...
You bought into Bartleby's fucking thing?
I did, and I wanted him to be on the podcast. I asked. He got the feeling that he would be a little too boring, so he said no. But
wait a minute. Wait a minute. So he writes this impassioned sonata about how much of a cunt you are, and then you were like, "Want to come on anyway?" And he was like, "No, I'll be boring."
Well, this happened a little while after, because we had been talking for a couple days at this point. Like I said, I was kind of into it. I was getting a little bit attached, which is why this hit so hard.
Do you think he listens to the pod?
He might. He might listen to this one.
Bartleby.
We're still talking.
Love hurts.
Oh, still. And so the reason I wanted to have him on the podcast was to kind of bring some humanity to the proceedings. Because, right. I mean, this wasn't about laughing at people, but that is a side effect.
No, we finally have a joke.
I think, and I think that some of these people are not presenting themselves as real people with real pain. I mean, there are trolls. There are people that are just out for a quick fuck.
I was just about to say, based on the responses that you got, I'm not really sure that you deserve the criticism and the lashing out in this situation. You seem to be far more sincere and genuine than a lot of what you were receiving. You were actually interested in meeting and talking to human beings.
And I was like that with him. He sent me an email that said, I like the way you write. What do you write anything else other than compelling Craigslist ads?
Which, by the way, boys, like, if you want to find your way into Emily's heart and pants, tell her she's a good writer. It's gonna work.
Apparently, so it's true. I liked that he liked things about me that aren't always appreciated.
Well, and you didn't come out and say it. In that ad, I don't remember you saying that you liked to write or that you did anything with writing. So it was interesting for him to pick up on something that you do find important to you and comment on that.
And he's a writer, too. He said, I'm a writer professionally and personally. And I said, oh, personally, is that a euphemism for nasty fanfic? He said, no, it's shitty poetry.
Why did you fire that at him? Like, is that a euphemism?
A euphemism?
Is that a euphemism? I shit my pants today.
I believe it was a joke and less an accusation.
It was a joke. And he and I traded poetry that we'd written, which his is wonderful. It's beautiful.
Oh, come on. There's not been one poem on the planet that's ever been good.
No, that's true. And I was genuine with him. And he did really call me out. And it somehow I managed to bring it back. I convinced him to listen to the Ryan episode of the podcast to see that I'm not laughing at this guy, even though he's a Craigslist archetype. You know,
am I ruining you're obviously you have some credibility now. You haven't been mean to these guys, but I'm sitting here being like, shit my pants, Jews. Have I ruined everything?
Well, that guy wasn't offering himself up as a legitimate love interest. You know, and I did reply to him. I said, me too, dog, me too.
Not actually anti-Semitic.
So he,
Not actually anti-Semitic here, people. Just making jokes.
Oh, okay, right. So I did manage to bring it back. We continued our conversations, and then shit went down. So I mentioned Ryan getting a little clingy. He didn't like the idea of me going to meet Bartleby, because Bartleby and I did set up a meeting. I was going to go to Austin and meet him during his lunch break. Ryan couldn't handle his jealousy. He kind of flipped out, and because even before I went, he said, are you going to tell him you're seeing somebody? And I'm like, if you mean you, then no. Right. Like, because that's not true, and that's not really the point of this. And also, I've known you for like a week.
Let's remember that Ryan is hot on the tracks of a relationship here. You mentioned he posts a hell of a lot, and
I'm very impressed at the speed at which all this is going down. This is a fast moving set of circumstances with all
these gentlemen. We had an entire relationship in the course of 1 week. He took down all of his ads. What?
All the heartbreak, all the love, all the sex.
Well, yeah, we're coming up to heartbreak. We're getting there. So. He said he took down his ad. This is Ryan I'm talking about. Yep. He said he took down his ads like the day after we met. He came in too hard and too intense.
He was like, that's it. There are no other women for me.
He closed the door behind him.
On Earth. Yeah.
Come on, people.
Because of your initial post too, right?
He responded to this is the guy from week one who responded to a post that had nothing about me.
He's like, I like women.
I like women. I like doing things.
I like human.
Yeah.
I like human.
I like having fun.
Up there.
So
available on Blu-ray and DVD.
So one morning, I get a message from Bartleby that says, your friend Ryan is messaging me. He's telling me all kinds of things. So Ryan was trying to sabotage my chances with Bartleby by telling him that I like to line men up like meat for my own pleasure. So I kind of kicked Ryan to the curb, and I would fucking do it again in a second, even though I've come through this 2 weeks and I don't have anybody to like call up and hang out with. I would fucking do it again because that guy,
to be fair, we're probably not dealing with an evil person here. We're not dealing with...
No, not evil, but just kind of misguided.
But, like,
and
kind of
needs...
A moronicness that can't really... That you can't go on with for too long without becoming a moron yourself.
True. Yeah. So, somehow I still managed to get it back with Bartleby.
That's very impressive. That's a pretty good skill. If he was upset about the podcast and now he's getting harassed by another gentleman your activities... Pulling it back, that's
right,
a skill. You should teach that.
Yeah, I mean...
to the other Craigslist ladies.
Maybe not. Maybe not, because it's not going well. So,
damn it.
I mean, even at...
Remember, this is Barbara.
I know, even at lunch... Like, even at lunch, I was trying to tell him that I'm divorced, but my ex is not someone to worry about. You know, he's not really around. He may be kind of an angry asshole, but he's not going to, like, come and find him. You know, because I think having a dangerous ex is kind of an unattractive quality. So,
yeah, it's a little ugly.
You know, this is the day after, and I've got this weird, clingy Craigslist dude coming after him. So, somehow managed to pull it back. Saw this guy a couple of more times. But the thing is, it got serious, because if you look at the facts, what did I do? I sent another man packing in favor of this guy. I had chosen him over some other guy.
Right.
And that got in my head a little bit, because now shit was serious.
Oh my God. This podcast is getting serious. I'm uncomfortable.
It's quick.
Don't make me pull
out. Are you going to start playing the guitar?
Yeah, don't make me pull out the guitar again. Love
So that got in my head a little bit. I kind of shut down. I was not able to perform well. So the next couple of dates after that, I botched.
Explain.
How
do you do a bad date?
I don't know. He likes the way I text.
No, but you seem to be exhibiting a knowledge that you were blowing the date. But you're going, I don't know.
I do now.
Right.
I don't know that I was conscious of that when it happened.
Well, okay, so retrospect.
Because I didn't want to drive him off. I didn't want to say the wrong thing. And what that came across as is hard to read.
Yeah.
You know? So he likes the way I text. He still does. I mean, we will chat while I'm at work.
That's just weird.
It's kind of great,
actually. Can you go to a coffee shop and sit across from each other and just text each other and not verbally communicate?
Can you just Stephen Hawking one another? Hello, Bartleby.
Maybe.
It is me, Emily Brinkmeyer. Will you come onto my shitty blog later today?
That was really good. No, and so I basically made him feel weird. He didn't feel like I made very good eye contact.
What's that all about?
I don't know. And he called it off.
What were the words he used? I want to watch you cry.
Stop. I'm not going to cry.
No, but was he abrupt about it, or did he let you down easy?
Kind of. I mean, I had gone to his house one night.
She's so
after
sad.
After work.
Why do you take joy in
and
that?
After,
you're terrible.
And when I left, I texted him and said, hey, I really like you.
Yeah.
The next morning he replied and said, hey, I really like you too, but I have some concerns. He had warned me that he is able to, that he takes a lot of first dates, but they don't go much further because he can determine very quickly whether or not someone is right for him.
I'm really good at not giving people chances.
This might be a him problem. This might not be a you problem.
I'm with Nina.
If
it's possible.
If you're that closed off, if you're just that far from being open, that you have a lot of first dates, I don't know. I don't think that's
leave
a problem it. With everyone else. I think there's one
leaving
factor
a
in there
string of broken hearts.
I'll be honest. Look, he didn't have a full head of hair.
He did not. That's true. He does have a shaved head.
Yeah.
So
you're going to put up with that your whole life? I don't think so.
With a shaved head? I don't see why that's relevant.
Nazi youth.
Because he's a Nazi youth Jew. Yeah, that seems about right. No. Now, when you say youth, he probably does fit into youth sizes. He was 5'4".
Yeah.
So, which...
Nothing wrong with a short man.
I thought it was adorable. So,
but you thought you liked tall dudes until.
Yeah, and so I did find out some things about myself doing this, and usually I do like a heavier guy, and he definitely is not. So,
right.
That was interesting. So, yeah, this got dropped on me right as I was getting ready to go to work. And so I was at work trying not to cry.
Did you have supermarket paper bags with you at work? So that when you got the when he called it off, you just dropped the eggs again?
Right.
Come on, that's a funny fucking joke. There's like no laughs going on here at all.
EJ, all right. I did get off.
You know that it's a great joke. All right, go on.
So I got home and I, like about 8 o'clock last night, I was barely able to close the door behind me because I had just been trying to hold off. The more you try not to cry, the more you've got to cry. Right. So I had my emotional purge yesterday. And after that, I thought, what about OKCupid? Huh? What about it? So I got on, set up my profile. I pretty much did a copy paste of the second week ad. I probably should go in and refine it.
When I spoke with you yesterday, we were scheduled to record the podcast yesterday. And I was like,
you thought it would be better listening if I was vulnerable.
That'd be an interesting document to be like, you know what? That was the day I got broke up. I jumped onto a microphone. I talked about my feelings right when they were raw. I think that's interesting. I think years from now, I would like to listen to that if I were you and be like, oh, remember
how you might. I don't.
Yeah.
No, I don't like looking back at old experiences and thinking, huh, that sucked. You know, I like to play a game called Drunk Cassandra, which is where if I need to purge my feelings, I will get drunk and write things out.
But it's not about being like, that sucked. It's about saying like, oh, that was like, I thought that was so bad at the time. And now I've done all these other things and it's not, you know, it's insignificant to me now. It's about kind of learning.
I think the pain stays fresh. I think it resurfaces if I look back at a recording of it, if I listen to something or like, I've talked about being on the Judge John Hodgman podcast with Otto. The case that we brought was about whether or not he needed to give me birthday and Christmas presents. And listening back now that I know the outcome, why didn't he do that? He didn't love me. It's hard to listen to.
That one I would probably be a lot less likely to listen to if I were you.
Right.
But like you talking to me, like talking to your friend, laughing about it, trying to cheer you up a little bit. Like that to me seems a lot more reasonable.
I think it would have gotten a little bit pathetic in that case. I think I probably would have been blubbering on mic and I wouldn't have liked it. I mean, there was a birthday at the office yesterday and we all went into the conference room to eat cake and I'm standing there talking to Fernando and he knows what's going on. Yeah. And he knows that I just want to try and nip out for a couple of hours to go home and have a cry. Right. And I'm standing there talking to him, eating a piece of chocolate cake, laughing about how stupid my predicament is, and my eyes are welling up with tears. Like, I was having a tough time.
But the thing I wanted to... The thing I tried to tell you, yesterday you were like, this is one of a series of rejections or something like that, and it's starting to make me wonder.
What I said was that I start to get the feeling that I don't inspire romantic feelings in men. What I get to hear a lot is, you're a pretty awesome girl, but, which to me is the female equivalent of, well, you're a really nice guy, but
yeah, well,
friend zone.
So that just tells me that guys are hearing this a lot more often than girls.
But this particular guy has said this to a lot of women after one date, is what I learned.
Right. Well, I think, and that's something you learn about yourself doing this Craigslist thing too, is that women are conditioned to be kind of arrogant in this situation.
Yes.
They're kind of conditioned to think that all the men out there are plentiful and they're horn dogs and the women will have their pick.
Do you catch yourself thinking that way sometimes?
A little bit.
Because I observe that you are less like that than almost anybody I know.
I should hope not, but I think when that's the idea behind it, that's kind of what the culture says is the truth, it comes as a giant blow when a guy does not like you back.
Because it
seems like that's not the way it's supposed to be.
So for that reason, I think that it's on you the best you can, to the best of your ability, to reject what the culture is telling you, which is that you are attractive to any man and you have all the power in the situation. Because of course you don't.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, clearly I don't.
What I do want to point out is that you put up a nice post on Craigslist of all places and got over 100 replies in 3 days. And I'll bet you that at like there were probably a few other people tucked in there somewhere in those 3 days in that completely random series of posts. That probably would have been pretty good. To me, it shows that there's a high probability that there's more people out there. The fact that you found anybody that you were interested in on Craigslist, this den of inequity.
In 3 days.
To me, shows that there's a high probability that there are people out there that you're compatible with and that you will certainly like. And then from there, it's just a matter of making sure they like you. You might go through a few more that that's not the case. But you can't let that define you in any way.
Right. So,
she doesn't want to hear
you may notice that... Oh, well, I mean, this is platitudes. Like, this is plenty of fish in the sea. Now, I'm glad, at the very least, you didn't say, I'm glad you didn't say, take joy in your children. Because that is one that I got, at the very least.
Really? Somebody in your life told you that?
Yeah. And I'm like, that's not the same situation.
I mean, look, Gray is...
They live with me.
Gray is pretty dateable.
I'm just going to let that lay there. So you may have noticed that the challenge ended a little early. It was supposed to be 4 weeks, supposed to be a month.
Yeah.
The third week was originally going to be Brad and I each wrote a post for each other. We determined that we don't really know each other well enough to do that. So we were going to just answer ads.
All right. So Brad,
I did that.
Yeah. Whatever happened to Brad? He was on the first episode. He was supposed to do stuff.
So I answered a couple of ads just kind of half-heartedly. My heart was not in it. Mostly because I was so interested in this guy and I didn't really like the idea of dividing up my attention that way.
Yeah.
And now I think I'm a little too exhausted to do it. Like, it's strange that the journey to finding someone to love just kind of makes me want to crawl under the covers and watch TV alone forever. You know, it's exhausting.
What are you, 19? You get back on that horse.
Am I 19?
You get back on that horse.
If I was 19, I could probably find someone a little easier. You know, I'm an old lady now. So, no,
dude, you should know by now that, like, I don't know. Okay. You did. Is it okay if I say Bartleby is a single dad?
I did say that already.
Okay, you did,
yes.
Right?
He is a single dad, and I find that very attractive.
Yeah.
I did.
Guess what? So to all the women that are your age on Craigslist right now, Nina reminded me. Nina reminded me.
Oh my God! Single dads get so much puss.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, which is possibly why he feels that this is disposable enough.
He is the 19-year-old girl in this situation.
Because he's so hot.
Because everybody loves him, and he can choose anyone. He's the prom queen of single dads.
Right.
Bartleby, the 4-foot prom queen of single dads.
Right. Now, I did respond to an ad where the guy was 30, which is pretty close to my age. I mean, Bartleby is 36. Ryan was 35. So, I mean, it was much closer to my age.
Right.
He was 30. He had a nice smile, very attractive. His ad said, recently divorced, trying to find a nice, compassionate woman who can help me heal. I'm like, you know what? That's nice. Yeah. He's attractive. We're kind of in a similar situation. That is super nice. So I emailed him. We talked a little bit. He's a single dad also. He said, what kind of a relationship are you looking for? And I was honest. I'm like, well, you know, some dating, if it turns serious, that's fine. He goes, I'm really just looking for someone to connect to casually.
Sexually.
Yes. I saw it coming a mile away.
It was a quick fuck ad. I answered a quick fuck ad.
Compassionate. Yeah. I would not have thought that. I mean,
of course.
The word compassionate threw me off. If he had just said like a woman to help me heal, I might have been like, but
mm-hmm.
But he was stupid enough to, he didn't post.
Heal these blue balls.
He didn't post in the, he didn't post in Casual Encounters. He posted in M4W.
The romance, long-term relationships, dating section of the website. And I mentioned this to Bartleby, and he said, yeah, of course not. That guy doesn't want a skank. You know, if he posted just for getting laid.
Oh, I see.
Who's going to reply? Skanks.
Or nobody. It might just be a matter of, I don't know that a lot of women reply to those ads.
Here's my question. If Bartleby has so many options, why is he on Craigslist?
Oh, he's on Craigslist. He's also on, OkCupid.
Right.
As of last night, he and I had a 91% match. which kind of calls that whole system into question.
I don't know, man. I wouldn't call that system into question. They worked hard on that fucking algorithm.
Well, apparently, he said he's gotten 99%ers before, so good for him.
I normally know when a 99%er isn't right for me.
So 91% is actually the highest I've seen, and that one already didn't work out. But I don't know. I kind of like OkCupid. I think it's all right. I do like that they will not show you an ad unless it has pictures. That's handy.
I mean, it's made to not be Craigslist.
It's made to not be Craigslist.
It's made to not include dick pics.
Yeah, I mean,
dick pic.
You can't defend against that completely, but largely.
OkPubic.
OkPubic. I wonder if that exists. That feels too right.
Check it out.
Too right to be wrong.
So I kind of like how Craigslist is. It's exciting because you could take an ad that says basically nothing and maybe it'll work out.
Yeah.
But OkCupid maybe tells too much. There's too many ways to reject a guy.
Yeah.
I think because like I seem to attract, kind of an Austin kind of guy where it's a flannel shirt, it's a beard, kind of a hot single dad.
Good.
With glasses. Good. Like, which I'm very attracted to them. It's just that these are the guys that want to go camping, that want to go hiking, that want to go running, that I'm going to disappoint.
There's a lot of running, hiking motherfuckers out there, huh?
A lot of running, hiking motherfuckers. Yeah, I mean, Bartleby also is a running, hiking motherfucker, so...
I'm not a running, hiking guy either, but you ever consider just, like, being like, you know what, if it finds me some love, maybe I go for a hike?
I think she said that. She did say, like, she wouldn't initiate.
I said that that in the ad.
No, I hear you, but...
Right, like, I'm not going to go on my own because I don't know what to do. I've been camping before.
Well, look, you're not going to...
She doesn't want to die.
Camping is not worth anybody's time. But hiking? You walk.
It isn't, but see, I don't... Right. What do you wear?
I don't know.
I got some chucks. Can I wear chucks? I got jeans. Can I wear jeans?
I don't even know what a chuck is.
Like, yeah, I don't... Oh, it's shoes. It's sneakers.
Are they those things that have the holes in them and they're rubber?
Crocs? No.
All right.
I'm glad you knew what he was talking about because I didn't. So OkCupid is okay. And all you have to do is leave up your post and yeah, that's working for me, I guess.
All right, Cupid.
All right, Cupid.
Whatever, Cupid.
Fuck you to the maximum on your shitty blog. So that was my Craigslist experiment.
Would you ever use...
I don't know how...
You were a lone holdout on using Craigslist. Would you ever use Craigslist again?
For dating. Would I ever use it again?
Yeah. For
maybe?
Not for free couches. That's not what we're talking about.
Not for free couches. What about for bed... for brass headboards that a guy can tie me to?
Holy shit.
Oh, do you not know this? Do you not... You know this story.
Did you tell it on the podcast?
Because I told it on the Big Lebowski episode of the podcast.
Well, tell it again real quick.
So this is when I was using Craigslist in Alaska and I was buying a headboard.
Oh,
it was brass. Now, if the guy had just made a reference to Bob Dylan's Lay Lady Lay, maybe do you know how to perform that? Cause that might be a nice way to end the podcast.
I don't think so.
Well, that's too bad. If he had just made a reference to that, maybe I would have gone for it and we would have fallen madly in love and I would have found my pure sublime forever love in Al, but he did not. So he also did not make a reference to Call Me Al when he gave me his phone number.
I can do that. I can sing You Can Call Me Al.
Okay, great. Right. Let's do that on the way out.
All right.
And so I was buying this headboard and he is talking about how he'd like to tie me to it. And as he's tying it to the top of my car, he's kind of giving me this wink face like, yeah, you see how good I am at this? I know how to tie some ropes. My kids are just there in the car with me, like, and he's telling me he needs these tie wraps back. I mailed them to him with no return address. He creeped me out a little bit.
That's insane.
But the reason I told it on the Big Lebowski podcast is because we were drinking, and when I drink, I toast to Al because he's the first person after Otto's grand reveal that. let me know that I still had it.
Right.
That I was still attracted.
And
I guess
had,
if I ever
had no issue with the kids. He was clearly game.
Apparently not. Apparently he was ready to take me against the side of the car right there with them watching. Because ew. But for all his bad judgment, he did make me feel very attractive. And I guess if I ever need an ego boost like that ever again,
you can call Al.
There's Craigslist for that. I can call Al, or I can just put my picture on Craigslist. That's what it's good for. Maybe not love forever, but some guy can tell me I'm pretty. Are you going to play us out there, Frankie?
As if I can play that part. Man walks down the street, says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger. That's all right.
You're not going to do the chorus?
If
you're not
going to
do the part where he says, call me out.
I can be your long lost pal. It's like the best song ever, isn't it?
It is quite fun if you're listening to Bob FM.
All right, look. Here's what I want you to do.
Oh, I thought that we were concluding.
We are, but okay. This is how I'm going to conclude it. Because that song, you know, it was a half success.
Sure.
There's a high probability that there will be more successes in the future. I want you to stop like designing systems around like when people give you advice or when they're like, hey, Emily, it's going to be okay. I don't want you to put us all in a big group together and then shoot us. I don't want you to be doing that because some of the people, except for the people who are like your kids, at least you have your kids. Those people are assholes. But those of us who are saying,
it was Fernando.
Fernando. She can't take joy in their
You're
kids.
An asshole.
Her kids are terrible. They're all. There's no joy to be had. But I think
he's probably trying to be helpful.
I'm just and
the, he was. It's hard to figure out which platitude to pull out when you're trying to be helpful. I had to sign a sympathy card at work the other day, and I had no idea. I didn't even know this person. I didn't know the person who died either. I didn't know what to say. I just kind of picked things off of what other people had written and wrote that too. It's hard to know what to say.
You didn't say, sorry, this sucks. Sorry, this sucks. Heart, Emily.
I kind of wanted to say that shared joy is doubled and shared sorrow is halved. But I didn't know the person, and that seemed awfully intimate for someone I'm not going to share the joy nor sorrow of.
But see, your advice is mathematical as well. Mine is too. Mine is all about probability. But you think that I'm
okay.
You think I'm giving you a trite, meaningless statement, and I'm not. I'm telling you the truth of the matter, which is in 3 days, 100 people were like, "Give me that Emily."
Oh, I thought you were going to say, in 3 days, if you forward this email, you will find true love.
You will find true love in 3 days.
If you forward it to 100 people,
if you
days.
Scroll really fast, yes. You'll find true love. Now hold your breath as you scroll.
And you'll see a picture of a flower blooming.
Now, hold one ball and pop it.
Ooh.
Oh, all
that's
right.
That's bad advice.
I feel like I've been a little off my game tonight. I feel like normally when I go a little wacky on the podcast, Emily really enjoys it. But I think she's still coming down from the sadness. So I feel like I'm tripping and stumbling over my jokes left and right. Yeah, see?
So what you're saying is when things get serious, you kind of choke up.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, Jesus, I'm going to shit my pants at work.
Oh my god, this Bartleby guy is so hot. I don't want to fuck this up. Yeah. I fucked it up. No.
You didn't, though. You didn't fuck anything.
Did I?
He doesn't like you.
Well,
again, I don't think he likes anybody. I think that statement says a lot about how he uses Craigslist and why the fuck is he still on it if this is his pattern.
I'm saying if you saying I fucked it up implies that he would have liked you had you operated differently during your dates. I would much rather believe, hey, this guy does not like who I am, what I offer. I'm going to move on to the next person who does.
Hmm.
Right? You're not going to be like, oh, if only I had like used my minutes with him more preciously or something like that.
I think it's hard not to jump to that conclusion, but
do you really think you could have like improved it by making eye contact every 6 seconds?
Yeah, really.
Because I think he might have different issues. If eye contact was legitimately a criticism.
For one thing, he's a Nazi youth, and that's really weird for a Jew.
So, what should we conclude? That I am a gross uggo who will never find love?
No!
No, you're not a gross uggo. The pictures demonstrated that. At least you had pictures to show that part.
Right. So, we should conclude that if only I liked anal cream pies and facials.
If only you were more sympathetic to people shitting their pants at work, you could have found love.
Now,
but you made fun of him.
I forgot my favorite email, though, which is where someone said that atheists have no personality and have daddy issues.
All of them.
I know.
Frankie and I actually do.
We have daddy issues, but we don't have. We do have personalities.
We think we do.
God darn it.
I'd say so. So I guess that's another conclusion we can draw that
we all have daddy issues.
That I don't have a personality, and I have daddy issues.
You're gonna scoop up the next single dad you find, and if you don't, you'll scoop up the next one. What does Dan Savage say? All relationships fail until one doesn't, and you never know which one that's gonna be until you die.
Until I die.
Because when you die, you're like, I guess that was... Right before you die, you're like, I guess that was the one that I never broke up with. Until then, it's a bunch of breakups.
You made this even sadder by bringing death into it.
Dan Savage! The fucking Dr. Dick, who everybody's always listening to and getting advice from. I say
motherfucking Dr. Dick.
I say the same thing he says, and everybody's down on it. Bye, Emily. You did fine. I want to hear about OkCupid. I think we should probably keep the dating out of the podcast from this point forward because people get a little sensitive.
Yeah. Well, you know, ruffled feathers and all.
Right.
I mean, I did have to convince him that it wasn't about me trying to find love. That's not the purpose of the podcast. The podcast has to do with lots of other things. So I tried something new. Now I know.
All right.
And that's the point. So...
I think it was. I think it was a wonderful experiment. I was looking forward to it ever since you came up with the idea, but it did. It did end in heartbreak, as it should have.
As it should have. Wow.
It's because it was. It was going to be a dramatic tale, no matter what happened. You went into the belly of the
beast. Because I let myself be vulnerable. I let myself be emotionally involved, and didn't just stand back and laugh at some creepy dudes.
Which I think is the far more. When Bartleby charges that you have a shitty blog and you're a shitty person with a shitty soul, and he knows that about people in an instant, the fact that you allowed yourself to be vulnerable and not just expose what other people were posting, but also expose the way you felt throughout the whole process, I think it's very admirable.
Nina, it's your first time on the show. Would you like to say the catchphrase?
Oh, this is a lot of responsibility.
What? It is. It's
okay, so what we learned from the Craigslist experiment is don't cook naked. Is that what it was?
Don't cook naked.
Yeah. Yeah, all those
Is that
words.
What we learned?
Absolutely.
Good night.
And Frankie?
Don't cook naked.
Oh, you didn't say it.
Oh, don't.
Don't cook naked.
Don't cook naked. What?
Good night.
Good night.
Talk to me, baby. Talk to me. I get a real good feeling talking to you on the phone.